We're doing Ramban, the speech Torat Hashem Tmima. We're on page Ches in the Chazon Yoel edition. And now the Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra. Ramban often quotes Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra. And Ramban is quoting now what the Ibn Ezra writes in his introduction to his commentary on Torah. So Ramban had just developed the theme that the essence of creation revolves around Torah and our recognition of Hashem. And now the Ramban is saying, but the Ibn Ezra malchik zeh. The Ibn Ezra distances this idea. She'olam nivra b'shvil ha'adam. This concept that's obvious to me, says Ramban, that Hashem created the world for man. Ibn Ezra disagrees with that. Kmo shamar, as the Ibn Ezra writes, those who say that God created the world to show man his might, for man is the root of the world. He says, you know, it's a very small answer compared to a very big question. Ibn Ezra says, this whole huge world and all the galaxies and all the generations were created for what? You want to tell me it was created for man to recognize Hashem? That's not a big enough answer. There's a greater answer. Now Ibn Ezra, even though in his commentary he was very pshat oriented, he was a great Kabbalist. And so the Ibn Ezra over here is saying there's a Kabbalistic reason. Don't tell me that's the reason. There's something much deeper as to why the world was created. Ramban says, but you know what? Ibn Ezra tries to give better answers. His answers are wrong. Says Ramban, let's leave this for now. The idea of why God wanted to create this world is something very deep. I don't want to go into that. Aval ba'alei nefesh ha'tnua, ba'alei nefesh ha'tzomacht ka'asavim ve'ilanot, kulam odim ki litzoch ha'adam nivre'u. But everyone agrees that all of creations, from the plants to the animals, everything was created for man. The Mishnah says at the end of Tractate Kiddushin, it says, all of these creatures were created to serve me, and I was created for no other purpose than to serve my Creator. Says Ramban, if I don't recognize my Creator, then everything else was for naught. So years ago, there was a Shabbos table, and they served chicken at the Shabbos table. There was one guy who saw the chicken placed on his plate before him, and his eyes got really big. He takes his fork, he takes his knife, and he's excited looking at his chicken. And he stabs the chicken, he sticks in the fork, and he starts slicing off. And he eats a bite. He goes, wow, this is amazing chicken. Takes another bite. This is extraordinary chicken. And he's munching on the first two bites, and he takes a third bite, and he's so intense as he's cutting off pieces from the chicken. This is such delicious chicken. He goes, oh boy, is this delicious chicken. I'm so glad they killed this chicken. He says he's eating the chicken. So everyone else like took a step back. But there's truth to what he said. Sometimes when we eat chicken, we want to forget about the fact that that chicken was once walking around alive. I was once at a table where a bunch of kids were sitting, and one of the kids liked the chicken. So he saw there wasn't that much chicken on the table, so he turned to the other kids and he says, you guys know that chicken used to walk around, going like, bawk, bawk, bawk. And the other kids are like, stop, you're disgusting us. He goes, no, could you imagine? It was nice and feathery and sweet and cuddly. And the other kids were getting grossed out and they didn't want to eat from the chicken. And he said, okay, you don't have to. And then he sat down and ate the rest of the plate that was there for everyone. He ate it himself. But the truth is that we shouldn't ignore the fact that there was once a live creature here that was walking around. And Ramban is saying, when we live up to our potential, when we live a life that has meaning, so then those that play a supportive role in our life, including the chicken that we eat, well, then we're giving them more purpose. But if we lead a life that does not have meaning, says Ramban, Imeinani yodeh et koni klal, if I don't recognize my Creator at all, so then everything Hashem created that was supposed to play a supportive role for me was a total waste. Imagine that you tell your wife, I want you to go out. I want you to enjoy today. I want you to go. She says, yes, there's this great lecture. I want to go hear it. And you say, fine, I'll watch the kids. You go. And so you stay home that day. You take a day off from work. You clean up the house. You do the shopping. You take care of the kids. You feed them and everything. And then she shows up at 10 o'clock at night and you're all excited. You worked so hard. She should have a great day. And you ask her, what was your day like? She says, oh, you couldn't imagine. I left the house. And at the bus stop, I met our neighbor, and she started telling me about what's been going on in her life, and I spent the whole day by the bus stop chatting with her. And you look at her and you say, wait a second, I killed myself so that you would have a meaningful day. She goes, yeah, I'll have to take a different day. Today I just wasted the day. Or maybe a more realistic example, your wife puts herself all out so you could have a day so you could file taxes or you could go learn Torah. And as you're about to leave the house, you open the computer and you just check one more article or you just email one more person. And before you know it, the day is gone. You spent the day wasted in front of the computer. And she comes home and she goes, what'd you do today? Did you finish? And you're like, not exactly. Things came up, right? A lot of work today, right? But in reality, you wasted everything she invested, right? Ramban says, we were given a world. Why did Hashem create the ecosystem? Why did Hashem create everything? Why are we entitled to eat? Why are there fruits and vegetables and we're entitled to eat the livestock? Because we have an important role to play. So they play a supportive role. But if we don't play our role, so then they were all created for naught. So that's why Ramban comes back to his central theme, that the purpose of creation is for us to play that key role, to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that brings us back to the opening line in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, that Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, the key to almost every decision we make is, do we recognize Hashem is here? You're very upset at your neighbor. Oh boy, after what he did to you, you're seething, right? But wait a second, there are Ribbono Shel Olam in the room. So how am I supposed to behave towards that neighbor? How am I supposed to talk to my parents? How am I going to talk to my wife after what she did? If all I think about is very small-minded, what's bothering me now, so then I could do all kinds of things. If I can see the bigger picture, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, so suddenly my behavior is different. Everything's different. Says the Ramban, suddenly everything has meaning. There's a purpose in creation. There's a purpose to our life and everything else that plays a supportive role. So the Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra, disagrees with him, and takes us right back to his position. The purpose of creation is man is supposed to recognize his Creator, which we would take a step further, should be reflected in man's behavior. It's not just theoretical, it's practical. Yes?
Using the word